That's the Lighthouse family there, and that's Ocean Drive right here on East Point Radio. Very good morning to you from me, Mark Lindsay. The programme, as always, is the Monday Montage. Now, as part of that programme, we have a feature called Anglia in Focus, which airs every week at 10:45. And by the way, that is exactly the time that you're at right now here in the UK. That could well be different if you're listening abroad, of course. But we invite individuals and organisations to talk to us on the programme. And today, it is my pleasure once again to invite a guest to the programme. Now, the guest today is Cherry Kimmitts, from an organisation called U3A. Now, the U3A movement is a collection of groups that run local and online member-led learning for those no longer in full-time work across the UK. But that's enough from me. Let's hear from Cherry Kimmitts. Good morning to you, Cherry.
Hello, Mark. Lovely to hear you.
Nice for you to be there and to participate in the programme. I do appreciate it very much. Now, U3A, tell us about the organisation itself. I've just painted a very shallow picture of the organisation. Tell us a bit more about it.
Right. Well, U3A used to stand for University of the Third Age, but that sounds a bit stuffy. So I must tell you, our slogan is Learn, Laugh and Live. We're a non-religious, non-political, nationwide organisation for people who've retired, who don't want to just sit in the armchair and do a puzzle or a crossword or watch TV. We still want to do things. Our outside covering is a bit wrinkly, but inside, we're still all right. So we've got this organisation is 40 years old now, and we have lots of groups scattered about the town. We use church halls a lot, and we have very interesting group meetings. I've been a member for 8 years, and I started off doing French, and then we did Tai Chi, and now I'm doing musical appreciation. But we have countless groups. We have writers groups, Scrabble, social history, art, bookworms, table tennis, country dance, Spanish, bridge, canasta, family history. Shall I go on?
Yeah, that's great. And now I do know that from what you're telling us there, it's a local, social, friendly, low-cost, and open to all organisation. Now, I know you're literally across the UK, but in the Lowestoft area, I shall be asking you for some contact details very soon of how people can find out more about U3A. Now, it sounds a wonderful place for people to come together to socialise, because a lot of people feel very isolated, don't they?
That's right. And a lot of us have lost our partners, and we're widows and widowers. And it's great to learn and laugh and live again. We're mostly, mostly retired. And we've got about, in Lowestoft, we've got about 250 members. And we meet up as a group, a big group, once a month. And this month, it's on Wednesday, actually, we're having a talk by a local historian about zeppelins over Lowestoft.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes. We meet at St Mark's Church Hall in Alton Broad, and we meet at 10 to 10:30. We can have a cup of coffee and a cup of tea, all meet together, and then we sit down and listen to somebody very interesting. Last month, we had another local historian. He told us all about ghosts in Lowestoft. That was really interesting.
That sounds spooky.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And the individual groups, we meet monthly or fortnightly or weekly. And the meeting places are various venues around Lowestoft, on the bus route mainly, with parking. And it's great. It's made me laugh again. And when you lose your husband or your wife, you feel a bit down for a long time. And most of us have experienced this in U3A. And it's great to be young again.
I know.
Most of us are in our 80s. Yeah, it's good.
It sounds extremely good and a very social organisation for people to get involved with, which is what people are looking for, particularly after all the problems we had over the last 3 years or so with the pandemic as well. A lot of people felt very isolated, don't they?
Yes. I think we've all changed a little bit. We still don't like crowds, do we?
No, that's true.
Yeah, when you come to our monthly meetings, you're welcomed, and you feel we're one of a family. It's lovely.
It sounds very good. Now, I will ask you for some contact details in just a few moments of how people can find out more about the U3A organisation, particularly in the Lowestoft area. And as I say, I am aware that literally U3A is across the UK. Do you have a lot of connection with other U3A groups?
Yes. There's a magazine printed every quarter. And that gives you lots of info from all the other towns. And also about the summer schools. We have summer schools in Chichester. Was one in Birmingham a few years ago. I'm going to one in near York. And that's wonderful. One fellow was sitting at my table for breakfast last year. And he said, I joined U3A for the summer schools. I thought, oh, that's a bit saucy, you're missing out. But he said, I love the summer schools, and they are good. You stay in a nice hotel for nearly a week, and it's just wonderful.
Now, you mentioned a magazine. I take it this is the Third Age Matters magazine, is that correct?
You're very well informed, it is.
I've done my research.
You have. It's good, isn't it? It's got it's even got recipes in it and holidays advertised. And there's a personal column where you can find a partner if you want one. And it's just interesting what other people get up to.
Now, it's I know it's all voluntary, isn't it?
Yes. Everybody who runs a group is a volunteer, and with the local groups and with the summer school, everybody is a volunteer, and that's lovely.
I think that's exceptional because, as I say, you know, people are wanting more and more to sort of have a little bit of company in, can I say, their hour of need. And you're there to basically support them and to encourage them and to help people to in a local, socially friendly atmosphere. I think that's wonderful.
We've got a very lively committee now. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12. And they put their hearts and souls into this group. I really love Lowestoft U3A.
Now, I love the area at any rate, and I actually originate in Ipswich in Suffolk, and I know Lowestoft very, very well, and spend quite a few holidays down there, actually.
Do you? And, that's nice to know.
Thoroughly enjoy coming into the Lowestoft area. And to find organisations such as yours, I think that's really, really good. Now, across the UK, I know that you have all sorts of events as well. There's a big event coming up at Hadrian's Wall on the 10th of May, I understand.
I don't know about that.
The Off the Wall special event, so my information tells me. Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting. That would be lovely. They were excavating Hadrian's Wall on TV the other day.
Oh, right. Well, this is probably connected with that, and it's apparently to celebrate the building of the wall and the influence that the wall has had on our creative lives. That's what I've got here on the information in front of me.
Yes. Absolutely right. Yes, that was a very good program, and they realised that the wall didn't only have the soldiers stationed there. They had a town with each group as well, because they all needed, well, for instance, cigarettes and booze.
Now, Now, I know that there are lots of opportunities, as you've been saying, to get involved with learning remotely in your area. And can you give us some contact details of how people can find out more about the U3A organisation, particularly in the Lowestoft area?
Right. If they Google U3A stroke Lowestoft stroke .org.uk, they'll learn a little bit about it. If you want to contact anybody locally, our phone number is 077-67-43-1565, and there'll be somebody at the end of the phone called Julie who will talk to you.
That sounds good. Now, I'll ask you to repeat those details in a few minutes' time. But to come back to the organisation itself, now, give us those meeting days that you have, particularly, as I say, in the Lowestoft area.
I'm looking at 2022, so it's not quite up to date, but it gives you an idea. On Monday we have a writers' group at Colville House, Scrabble at St Mark's Church, at Alton Broad, Social History at Colville House. It's not always weekly. It could be the second and fourth Monday, or it could be third Monday. And then we have art, bookworms there on the second Monday, and they have table tennis there weekly at the Reformed Church. Then there's country dance at St Mark's Church on the first and third Tuesday. Spanish is online, that's weekly. Bridge is at Colville House weekly. Canasta's at the Seagull Theatre on the second and fourth Tuesday. And family history is at South Lowestoft Methodist Church on the second Tuesday. And then on Wednesdays at Colville House, they have short mat bowls weekly, computer clinic weekly, and mixed crafts weekly, and they're at various times, starting at 1:30, and computer starts at 2, and the mixed crafts starts at 1:30. And on Thursday, they're at Colville House for French at 10 o'clock, and then musical appreciation is in St Margaret's Small Hall, 10 o'clock, that's weekly, and then they have the Ramblers. They have to go on the website to see when they're meeting, because that alters second and fourth Thursday. There's a quiz group that meets at Trinity Methodist Church on the second Thursday. And on Friday, there are two groups that meet at Colville House. The Art Appreciation is fortnightly. Bridge starts at 2 o'clock, it's weekly. And then they have singing at St Margaret's Church Hall, 2 o'clock, and that's weekly.
I think that's great. Yeah. You're covering so many different areas and so many different venues there, and people can get all this information from the website?
Online. Yes.
That's good then.
Now, or phone Julie.
Sorry?
Or phone Julie. Number I gave, yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat those details again in a few moments, if you wouldn't mind. And it sounds a wonderful organisation for people to get involved with, from the social aspect, and also to learn so much, which literally can be from art to zoology and everything in between, according to your paperwork here.
I'm not forgetting short mat bowls.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
sounds brilliant. Sounds brilliant. Yes. Can you give us those all important contact details again, Cherry, please?
Right. The membership number to ring, or any info, is 077-67-43-1565. And for membership, you can go online at u3a/lowestoft.org.uk.
That sounds brilliant.
All right.
I think that's wonderful. Cherry, can I...
There are leaflets scattered all around Lowestoft, little tiny little tiny notices, and the top word is retired with a question mark. And underneath, have you thought about joining U3A Lowestoft? So look out for those little notices.
Sounds good to me, and I've been trying to retire for the last 8 years, but it hasn't happened yet. I keep trying, though. Very tried sometimes, I know. But, Cherry, can I thank you for joining us on East Point Radio today and telling us so much about the U3A organisation.
It is my pleasure.
It sounds wonderful to become involved with the local, social, friendly organisations such as what you are involved with.
Oh, there's one thing, Mark, I forgot, very important. A lot of people live on their own and they don't like going into restaurants or cafes to have a coffee or a meal. So we have special, on a Saturday once a month, we meet up for coffee, all those who live on their own. And then we have a lunch club that meets monthly at various places.
Right,
it's
okay.
Really nice. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, no problem at all. Thank you very much. The more publicity that we can give organisations across the East Anglian region, that's what we're here to do.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cherry, for joining us here on East Point Radio, as I say today, as part of our Anglia in Focus series. And to find out more information, you've got all the details now, and it sounds an excellent organisation to be involved with. Thanks very much, Cherry.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. East Point Radio, and the time is coming up to 2 minutes past 11 o'clock.
To be